Mary Fawcett is with us from Schrodinger's Books in Petone.
Morena, Catherine.
Good to have you with us. Ruth Shaw was a guest here recently. It's a wonderful book. She's an amazing person. So what do you make of The Bookseller at the End of the World?
I loved it, and I'm really pleased to be reviewing it because I read it quite a while ago. My rep gave me a copy and said, "You're going to love this," and she was so right, I did. I thought that it was going to be a quaint tale of, you know, life in a long life in bookshops with amusing anecdotes of quirky customers, but I was very wrong. It's much more than that, and we really get to know the person behind the two wee bookshops of Manapouri, situated right at the bottom of New Zealand. Author Ruth Shaw is a remarkable woman, as you say. I'm sure by now most people will know a bit about her and her bijou bookshops, but I'm not going to tell you everything that happens in the book. You really must seek it out and read it for yourself if you haven't. The book is a touching and candid account of her life and the many adversities she has faced. In some ways, it feels as if there have been way too many lows for one person to deal with, but I guess you could say that's what makes a person who they are. In contrast to this, Ruth really flourishes with the highs. I laughed like a drain and at times wept into my hanky at some of the things she's faced during her life. The way she writes makes you want to keep going on for just one more chapter, even though you know it'll make you late for work. She intersperses tales about being a Navy deserter or a psychiatric patient with ones that are more upbeat and even funny, like the time she asked armed pirates in the Java Sea if she could take their photo. What a thing to do. She started life in Christchurch and met her husband Lance on Stewart Island as her family had moved there. However, he was a Protestant and unable to accept that their children should be raised Catholic. The marriage was called off at the 11th hour and Ruth ran away to Wellington. 20 years later, 20 years of adventure, including cooking for the Archbishop, being placed under house arrest for deserting the Navy, sailing around Australia's east coast for 6 months with her cat and dog, not to mention three marriages, Ruth was reunited with Lance. Then for the next 16 years, they worked to help raise awareness of the conservation efforts on the country's first pest-free islands by operating a yacht in Fiordland. They then retired, and in 2016, when Ruth was 70, a tiny cabin was trucked onto their remote section, ready to be stocked with secondhand books. Of course, Lance is still by her side, helping to keep the bookshop's customers happy. There are now three wee bookshops, one for children and one for men. Ruth will be matching a customer to the right book, something of a forte of hers, while he makes a cup of tea for anyone at a loose end. I was amused how she refuses to sell books to people she doesn't think appreciate them. Rather a brave move for a bookseller. So as I think you can tell, I really loved reading this book. It's written in an interesting way, contrasting some of the tragedies that she's experienced with tales from the bookshops. What an interesting life she has had and is still having. Visiting her two wee bookshops and wondering what book she'd match me with is now very firmly on my bucket list.
You mentioned the style, the interspersing of incredible life events and traumas, but also you get the sense, and you do interviewing her as well, that there's a major turning point at some point, that these years of running become something else. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that's why I really like the style in which it was written. I think a lot of authors do that. They have, for example, Greta and Valden, a recent book, which has one chapter set in Greta's voice and one in Valden's voice. And I think, as I say, authors do that quite a lot. But what I really liked about this was if she hadn't then gone on to something about the bookshops, I felt that perhaps it was so miserable, not miserable to read, but just you think, oh my gosh, how on earth can you survive a life that things that have happened to her? So yeah, I think it was quite cleverly written.
But also a key part of that turning point, and this is almost like a sort of a cheesy movie. We were talking about Sliding Doors in our last interview. But, you know, your ex, your love lost, the one that got away from decades ago, is suddenly on the phone saying, are you still Catholic? Was that a hilarious comment?
Yeah.
By any chance, are you not still Catholic? I think was the.
I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, things like that don't happen in real life, do they? But clearly, you know, they do.
They do.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Thanks very much, Mary Fawcett of Schrodinger's Books in Petone has reviewed Bookseller at the End of the World by Ruth Shaw, published by Allen and Unwin. $38 the price. Do have a listen into the interview that we had with Ruth just a few weeks ago, to hear a little more about her story and her philosophy. You can find that in any other interview you want by typing the name into the search bar on the 9to Noon website. They are spelling sensitive, however, so maybe check the spelling first. You shouldn't go wrong with Ruth Shaw with a W.